So we're studying now a statement, a ruling of Rav Yosef, and if you take a look on the bottom, on the bottom, very bottom of Daf, Zayin Amud Aleph, Amalei Abayi L'Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef, if you remember, had two chidushim. One chidush was that a mavui, even though you could enter it from one side, from Rishus HaRabim, and if you go straight, at the end you'll end up in another Rishus HaRabim. Nevertheless, it's not called a mavui mefulash if before you get to the second Rishus HaRabim, you end up in a Rechava. And the Rechava, we said, is a Rishus HaYachid, and even though there's a Pesach, there's an opening that will lead you from the Rechava out to Rishus HaRabim, that opening is exactly, you know, like an arrow against the opening on the front side of the Mavui. So you can go from the Mavui. If let's say you're at the beginning of the Mavui, standing in Rishus HaRabim, and you shot an arrow, it would end up in another Rishus HaRabim. No, says Rav Yosef, it's not a Mavui Mefulash. Why? Because it spills into a Rechava, which is a Rishus HaRabim. So the first Chiddush of Rav Yosef is that a Mavui that goes from one Rishus HaRabim through the Mavui into another Rishus HaRabim, but it goes Derech Rishus HaYachid, that's not called a Mavui Mefulash. And this despite the fact that the opening of the Rechava, which leads you into Rishus HaRabim, is Mechuvan Keneged Pesach HaMavui. It's not called a Mavui Mefulash. And therefore, all you would need is just have a lechi at the begin, or a korah at the beginning of this mavui, and that's it. It's a mavui, and we're matir this mavui like we would be matir any mavui, a mavui she'ena mafulash, mavui sasum. Again, even though it's not sasum, but since it ends up in Rishus HaYachid, it's like a mavui sasum. That was the first chiddush of Rav Yosef. The second chiddush of Rav Yosef is that, and here we have a chumrah of Rav Yosef, and that is that Rav Yosef deliberately spoke about a rechava rather than a chatzer. In other words, he could have said that the Mavui spills into a chatzer. No, he didn't mention that. He specifically formulated it as a mavui that spills into a rechava. And what does that mean? That the only reason why Rav Yosef paskind, and again this was all based on Rav Yehuda, that you need nothing more than a lechi or a korah, and once you get up that lechi or korah in the Rosh HaMavui, that's it. You're allowed to carry the Mavui. Nothing else is necessary. Is because it spills into a Rechava. Had it spilled into a Chatzer, then it would not be sufficient to set up a lechi or a korah. You would need in addition an Eruv. And that Eruv, which was the last thing that we got to discuss yesterday, is called Shitufei Mevos. Which means that although every single chatzer has its own Eruv Chatzeros, that's not sufficient to allow the Bnei HaChatzer to carry in the Mavui. In addition, we need a sheet of Muvos. Okay then, we need a sheet of Muvos. So again, why did Rabbi Yehuda mention that this Mavui was called Birachava? And the answer is because therefore he doesn't need Shituf Muvos. However, the implication is that had it been a Mavui Hakola Bechatzer, I would need a Shituf Muvos. I mean, I need that all the different Chatzeros, above and beyond the fact that each Chatzer individually made its own Eruv, which is called Eruv Chatzeros, they all have to join together to make, all these Chatzeros have to join together to make one Shituf Muvos. And again, we touched a little bit yesterday on the mechanics or the engineering about how do you create a Shituf Muvos, We'll leave that out for now. There's going to be a whole chapter in this Masechta about how to create a sheet of Muvos. But the reason why you need a sheet of Muvos is to make sure that the Mavui and all the Chatzeros that spill into the Mavui are one Rishus. In the case of a Rechava, since that's not what we call Osi L'diurin, on the other hand, the opposite is true. It's Ein Ba Diurin. Diurin means Tashmishim, meaning nobody normally uses that area. So therefore, it's a pure Rishus HaYachid, like in the most pristine sense. And it doesn't require the special Erev that normally would join together all the Chatzeros together in one sheet of Muvos to allow them to carry into the Mavu. Let me say it a little bit different. Again, I'm not sure if what I'm going to tell you is helpful, but I would say the following. That in the case of a Chatzer, all the houses that feed into and share that courtyard have rights to the courtyard. But what happens if I have an area that's designated for a different chatzer? So we'll call it chatzer Aleph and chatzer Beis. So as far as the various batim that share that one chatzer, called chatzer Aleph, they became one entity for the purpose of allowing carrying from their respective homes into the chatzer. It's like one long, gigantic rishus. But wait a second. Now you want to use the mavui. And that's fine. The members of chatzer Aleph have rights to use the mavui. But the only problem is, there's another chatzer. Chatzer Beis. And the members of that chatzer also have the same rights to use the mavui. So therefore, we need shitufei muvos, that all the chatzeros that spill into this chatzer, they want to use that chatzer, and therefore they have to gather together to form one entity, one rishus, which combines and unites all the different chatzeros as far as the use of the mavui is concerned. Because otherwise, well, which chatzer has the right to say, well, that's an extension of my property? Why is it an extension of your property? And you have exclusive rights to use that property, that mavui. There's another chatzer on the other side of the mavui. So let's get together all the chatzeros that share the use of the mavui, and each chatzer and all its members are going to be mavater, you know, they'll be very magnanimous, and they'll give rights to the other chatzeros to use that same mavui. And how do they get together? They make a sheet of muvos. But supposing I found a chatzer which really has no use of the mavui. And that sounds pretty odd. I mean, the chatzer spills into the mavui, but yet they don't use the mavui. That's called a rechava. Why? Because although rechava looks identical in every way to a chatzer, and again, that mavui spills into that chatzer, and that chatzer spills into the mavui, and therefore the people in that chatzer would like to claim rights and use rights to that mavui. But now we're talking about a rechava. And what's unique about a rechava is that nobody really uses that chatzer. It's a non-used chatzer. It's simply on the other side of the house. Now, I'm not telling you they're not allowed to use it. I'm not telling you that they don't occasionally use it. But it's Ein Ba Diurin. It's not something that's designated for different purposes. You know, you hang up your laundry, you eat your meal over there, you know, you dig up a swimming pool. You know, that's not what you do in this chatzer called a rechava. And therefore, if it's Ein Ba Diurin, the mavui doesn't owe anything to those houses that share this rechava, because those houses in the point of connection to the mavui are really not using the rechava, that chatzer, because it's behind their homes, and they're not using, therefore, the mavui, and we don't need shitufei muvos. So imagine, I have a diagram here, I don't know if you have a similar diagram, where the rechava has the back of one house on the right, the back of another house on the left, and the Rechav itself is, so to speak, being shared by the backs of two different houses. So they don't have to set up a sheet of muvos because ein ba diurin. Ein ba diurin, again, is something you'd have to write on the whiteboard, and it means they don't use it. So we're up to Amale Abaye at the end of the Amud. Amale Abaye le Rav Yosef Hada Rav Yehuda, that which you said in the name of Rav Yehuda, and you didn't tell us from whom did Rav Yehuda receive this transmission, this halacha with the two chidushim. It's got to be the Shmuel. This is the detective work of Abaye. It must be Shmuel, and it cannot be Rav. So Rav Yehuda had two Rebbeim. He had Shmuel, and he had Rav. He also had other Rebbeim, but these are his two major Rebbeim for our purpose. And by the following detective work, which we're going to learn about here on Daf Zayin Amid Beis, Abaye is able to prove that this statement of Rav Yehuda could only make sense, could only be reconciled with Shmuel's opinion, and it's irreconcilable with Rav's opinion. And the Gemara says here on Daf Zayin Amid Beis, the E, the Rav, because if Rav Yehuda was relying on Rav, then Kasha derava derav bitarte. We have a double contradiction to this ruling of Rav Yosef in the name of Rav Yehuda to Rav. So again, we're about to learn a sheet of Rav, which is going to contradict the very chidushim, those two chidushim of Rav Yehuda. And therefore, it couldn't be that Rav Yehuda is standing on the shoulders of Rav. The Omer of Yirmiyahu bar Abba Amar Rav, Mavui Shenifrats Bimloo Lechatzer, or Venifritza Hachatzer Kinegdo, Hamavi Osur. So the name of our sugya now, here on Daf Zayin Amid Beis, the title is Mavui Shenifrats Lechatzer, which is exactly what we've been discussing in Rav Yosef's statement on the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. It's a mavui that opens up into a chotzer. So let me read to you the Hebrew translation of the case, the scenario of Rav. Mavui, and we have a diagram here, Sherosho Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, Shenifrats Hakosel Haemtsoi Shebisofo Alpne Kulo. So it's interesting because basically what we have up till now, again we're not finished, we have a Movi Mefulash. It starts in Rishus HaRabim, and the Kosel, it right down the middle there of the Mavui, is Nifrats. Ah. It's not a Mavui Mefulash. Why? Because it's Nifrats B'Meloo Lechatzer. Now, it's the end of the Mavui, opens up into a Chatzer. And he writes, Shemitzad HaMavui Lo Nosar Mi'uma Me'akosel Shechatatz Bein Beino Lechatz. So in other words, we could imagine a mavui that ends with a kosel. On the other side of that kosel is a chatzer, and that's fine because that's a mavui sasum, right? You've got the two walls on both sides, the two kosolim, and now you have a kosel that meets the two walls at a 90-degree angle, right? But now we're talking about nifrats. So what happens is that wall, which made it into a mavui sasum, is completely open. Let's say it broke down, and there's nothing left of this kosel that set up a, we call it a chatzitza, meaning a separation between the chatzer and the Mavui, or say it the other way around, from the Mavui to the Chatzar. So now, instead of going down this Mavui and hitting up, smack up against the Kosel, you now simply spill into a Chatzar. You walk into a Chatzar. V'rak mitzad ha-Chatzar, mamshich oso Kosel lekan ulekan. Okay, now watch what happens. You've got a Kosel that serves two functions originally. Again, before it was Nifratz. Let's just get the original vision. This Kosel completely blocks off the Chatzer. In other words, it's on that side, it surrounds the Chatzer without any breakage. And at the same time, it separates the Mavui from the Chatzer, which makes it into a Mavui Sasun. Now what happens? It was Nifratz b'meloa l'chatzer. In other words, that section of that Kosel, which is the flank, the wall that flanks the Chatzer, but that section that is the end of the Mavui, was Nifratz. But the Kosel itself, on both sides, to the right and to the left, still stands. B'nifritzah chatzer kinegdo. Oh, now, so what happens now is you walk down the, right, let's start again. You enter from Yerushalayim into the Mavui. You walk down the end of the Mavui, and you go straight into the chatzer. Why? Because Nifratz HaKosel HaEmtzoi Bimolo, that part of the middle of the Kosel which blocks the Mavui from the Chatzar, is now open. So he goes straight into the Chatzar. But the problem is Nifritza HaChatzar Kenegdo, that when he continues past that new Pirtza, that opening, when he goes down the Mavui, and he enters into the Chatzar. If he continues straight as an arrow, he's going to end up in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, because not only is there a Pirtza on that wall of the Chatzar, there's another Pirtza in the entrance into the Chatzar from the Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So you've got a Rosh Hashanah Rabin on top, you've got a Mavui, you had a Kosel, and it was Nifratz, so now you go through the Mavui directly into the Chatzar, and the Chatzar has another Pirtza, connected that Pirtza, which takes you into Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So if you see the map over here, you started in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you took a beeline, and you ended up in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, and Rav says it's Asur. What does it mean it's Asur? So it's mutter and asur. How can something be mutter and asur at the same time? He says the following. Hachotze muteres v'amavui asur. So you cannot carry in the mavui, but you're allowed to carry in the chotzer. Like two different laws here apply. So let's go through each one. And then we'll compare Rav to Rav Yosef in the name of Rav Yehud. Number one, Chotzer Muteres Betiltul, Mivnei Sha'af Al Pisha Prutze Hilur Shusaram Lamavui, Lo Hoyu Apirtzus Eilu Yeseros Al Eser Amos. So the two openings in the two walls, right, there's one wall that we'll call it from east to west, where you enter from Rosh Hashanah Rabin into the Chatzar, the opening is less than Eser Amos. So you enter into the Chatzar, you continue to the end of the Chatzar, and when you get to the threshold of the Mavui at the end of this Chatzar, because again, as we said, it's all one straight arrow, then you also have a Pirtza that's less than Eser Amos. The af nosru mishirayim me'akosa achatz mishnei tzidei apirtza. Okay, so this requires a lot more research, but what we're saying is that although there's a pirtza when you enter into the chatzar from the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, and then there's a pirtza when you leave the chatzar into the mavui, but nevertheless, A, each pirtza is less than Eser Amos, And number two, we have here what's called Omed Meruba Ala Parts. Because as we said before, although there's an opening in the first Kosel and in its parallel Kosel towards the Mavui, but both of these openings leave most of the Kosel standing on the right and the left. And therefore, if you were to draw an imaginary line through this entire Kosel, you would find that the majority of that line is standing Kosel. And that makes it Omud Omed Merubal Aparitz. So there's more Omed than there is Aparitz. Now again, I have a note here in the name of the Rashba that you might need what's called the Tzuras HaPesach in this case. I'm not sure if I'm ready for that right now. But let's just say the following. That there are two reasons why we could be mati this chotzer. Number one, because in terms of the relationship between this chotzer and the mavui, although we have a Pesach opening the chotzer into the mavui, but nevertheless, most of the wall that separates the chotzer from the mavui is still standing. And we'll call that Shirayim. So we have Shirayim, we have a vestige of a kosel that separates the chotzer from the mavui on both sides of the piritza, both sides of the opening. Now, if you recall in the past, we always had two categories that are similar but fundamentally different. And that's a piritza and a pesach. If you have a Pesach, then it means the Mechitza is still a valid Mechitza. If you have a Piritza, it means the Mechitza is gone. So in this case, what we have is a Pesach and not a Piritza. The Chotzer now has two Psachim. And a Pesach never bothers us. And again, that's conditional on the fact that, number one, the Piritza is less than 10 Amos. And number two, there's Omed Meruba Ala Parts for both the Piritza that leads from Rosh Hasharabim into the Chatzer and the Piritza that leads from the Chatzer into the Mavu. In both cases, we have Shirayim, as we called it, of the Kosel on this side and on the other side, and therefore the Mechitza still stands. Alright, what do you mean it still stands? There's a gigantic gap in the Mechitza. Alright, it's less than 10 Amos. But the answer is, that's called a Pesach. That's not called a Piritza. The Af Notru Shirayim Mikosal HaChotz Mishnei Tzidei HaPiritza Alkein Donin Kedin Pesach HaPasuch L'Rosh Hasharabim U'Lemavui. So on one end, it's a Pesach that opens up into Rosh Hasharabim, and if you go a little bit further, it's a Pesach that opens up into a Mavui. The Ein HaPsachim Shebemechitzos HaChotzer Oseres Esatiltul Bitocha. So the fact that there are Psachim openings, or call it entrance ways, that lead you into the Chotzer, that doesn't present any problem, because we still have the Mechitzos. The Afal Pishesh Pesach Bein HaChotzer LaMavui V'lo irvu b'nei ha-chotzer b'nei ha-mavui. Right, we said that in the case of a mavui, we need something called shitufei muvos. So the balei ha-chotzer have to make an eruv called shitufei muvos with the other members of this mavui. Ein ha-mavui oser al b'nei ha-chotzer satiltul. That wouldn't generate an iser in the tiltul. And the reason is because the Bnei HaMavui are allowed to use the Mavui, but they're not allowed to enter into the Chatzer. So the Chatzer, even though physically is exposed, is open to the Bnei HaMavui, but you know what? There was a Kosel there originally that locked out the Bnei HaMavui from the Chatzer. And even though that Pirtza was created, it's only a Pesach now, and it's not considered that the Bnei Mavui have, so to speak, rights to use the Chotzer. Because again, in order to require an Eruv of some sort between the Bnei Amavui and the Chatzer, which means that it's not enough that the houses that spill into this Chatzer become unified through an Eruv, they also have to include other people that use that same Chatzer. Well, who uses that Chatzer? Is there another bias that uses that Chatzer? The answer is yes, the Bnei Hamavui. Comes along Rav and he says, no, the Bnei Hamavui were excluded, were locked out of this Chatzer, and even if the wall falls down, they still remain excluded from the Chatzer. And the language here is Ein Hamavui Oser Al Bnei Chatzer, right, because the Bnei Chatzer need an Erev Chatzeros to allow them to become one, and now the Bnei Amavi also have to be included. No. The Bnei Amavi don't have to be included. Tiltul in the Chatz is Mutter without the Bnei Amavi. Mibnei She'ein LeBnei Amavi Drisas Regel B'Chatz. Which I interpret to mean they have no legal rights to use the Chatz. Now, I was thinking out loud, maybe after a month or after a year, once this piritza becomes, a set reality, maybe at some point the Bnei Chatzer are going to allow the Bnei Amavui to use their Chatzer. And now the Bnei Amavui are coming in from other Chatzeros into this Mavui. They also have, so to speak, rights to use the Chatzer. And then you would need an Erev Chatzeros, maybe. But I'm just using that Lissaber Sa'ozen. What I really mean fundamentally is that the Bnei Amavui have no leg to stand on as far as the Chatzer is concerned. Okay, so now we know that the Bnei Chatzer are okay. They don't have to invite the Bnei Amavui into their Eruv. Everything is honky-dory. What about the Mavui? But the Mavui now becomes also the telltale. Why? Mipneishu nirakim afulas shusharab mishnei tzidah. Right? What do we say? We said that you go from Rosh Hashanah into the Mavui, you end up in the Chatzer because the kosel that separated the Chatzer from the Mavui is broken, and then when you slice through, moving, trudging ahead on a straight line through this Chatzer, you end up in Rosh Hashanah because there's another piritza in the kosel that blocks the Rosh Hashanah, separates the Chatzer from Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Rav says that this is called a Mavui Mefulash, and therefore it's also betiltul, and you will now require a Tzuras HaPesach. It's not enough to have a Lechi or a Korah. Now it's interesting, he has a diagram here, it's called Tzir Gimel, and I'm racking my brains to figure out. I mean, it's a beautiful, in artwork, I would give him an A+, but I'm not sure what he's trying to accomplish here. So I'll just suggest what I think he's trying to accomplish here. He gives you what word can I use? A vision, so to speak, a peep down the Mavui, meaning he builds up the Mavui with two walls on two sides, and he has you looking through this Mavui, and when you look through the Mavui again, he indicates the different areas by different colors. So he's got a Mavui in one color, and then he ends up with a Chatzer in a slightly different color, and then he has another color, which is this grayish kind of color that he always uses for Rosh Hashanah. So he's basically showing you that if you look at this Mavui, it really takes you from Rosh Hashanah all the way till Rosh Hashanah, because you're going to go through this piritz of the Chatzer. And if you look carefully at the diagram, when he blocks off the Chatzer area, you'll see little strips of kosel on the right and the left. I mean, you could miss it, but I think if you have a magnifying glass, you'll see it. And he's trying to convey basically the message here of Rav. Rav has two messages. Number one, since you can see from the Pesach HaMavi, coming out of Rosh Hashanah, all the way through the Chatzit to the other end, which is open to Rosh Hashanah, it becomes a Mavi Mefulash, you can eat it to Rosh Hashanah. That's number one. And the second Chiddush is that since there once was a Kosel that separated this Mavi from the Chatzit beyond it, therefore, even though there's no kosel there anymore, and it's, as far as the Mavui is concerned, there's a piritza, nevertheless, the Bnei HaMavui do not have a drisas regel to use the chotzer. So the members of the chotzer, with the, you know, the batim here and the batim there that's filled to the chotzer, they don't have to introduce any of the Bnei HaMavui. Bnei HaMavui means if you have other. You have other chatzeros and batim that utilize the mavui. We don't have to worry about them, even though again they have free access to the chatzer. But that's not something that's legally binding. So again, now we can make a comparison between Rav Yosef and Rav, in which case there's a double contradiction. That's what the Gemara calls kasha derava derav b'tarte. Number one, Rav says that when you have a mavui that starts in Rosh Hashanah and ends in Rosh Hashanah, even though it goes through a chotzer, it is a mavui mefulash, and a lechi or a korah is not going to do it. You're going to need a tzuras ha-pesa. That's number one against Rav Yosef in the name of Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Yosef in the name of Yehuda, in the case of a mavui shekola b'rechava, he said that it's considered a mavui sasum, and all you need is a lechi and a korah. Now we have a second contradiction, because as we were medayik in the case of Rav Yosef in the name of Yehuda, that this leniency that all you need is a lechi or a korah in the mavui hakolav l'rechava is only in the case of a mavui hakolav l'rechava. Had it been a mavui hakolav, not in a rechava, but in a chatzer, then you would need a sheet of muvalos between the Bnei HaMavui and the Bnei HaChatzer. And that's not so according to Rav, because Rav says HaChatzer Muteres, and the Bnei HaMavui do not present any sort of problem requiring a sheet of muvalos to include in the Erev that it's Matir the Chatzer another group of people, so to speak, and that is the Bnei HaMavui. And as we explained before, the reason for that is because Ein l'Bnei HaMavui drisas regel b'chutz. Now Abaye finishes up his presentation, he completes it, and he says that if you were to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda heard the din that he formulated, I mean Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Mavui Akola L'Rechava, he heard it from Rav, then Amai Lehevi Kimavui Shekola L'Rechava. Meaning, Abai says, why don't we equate the case of Rav, which is a Mavui Akola B'Chatzer, with the case of Rav Yosef, of a Mavui Akola L'Rechava. In other words, basically Abai's point is there's a perfect analogy here between the following two scenarios. One is Mavui Akola b'chotzer, and the other is Mavui Akola l'rechava. Again, if Rabbi Yehuda would have derived his din from Rav, then he would have been contradicting himself on two points. Number one, on the din of Mavui Mefulash, there Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the Mavui that starts in Rosh Hashanah has to go through a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, then it's not a Mavui Mefulash, whereas Rav is saying that it's a Mavui Mefulash. And number two, as far as the din of Erev is concerned, Rabbi Yehuda, who specifically earmarked the case of Mavui HaNifetz L'Rechava, which is the case of a Rechava She'ein Bad Diurin, so that there's no reason we should anticipate that the Bnei HaRechava would utilize the Mavui, because that's in the back of their homes. That implies that if it would have been Nifratz L'Chatzer, which means that the Bnei HaMavui include many other Balei Batim, or let's say Balei Chatzeros, who are also using that Mavui, Then Rabbi Yehuda would say in that case, because it's not on the other side of the house, but it's rather the front side of the house, that would be a chatzer, then those b'nei achatzer who are the b'nei amavui, because they have diurin, they use the mavui, they would have to be included in this overall shitufei muvos that includes all the chatzeros that utilize, that spill into this mavui. Rav, on the other hand, holds that in the case of a mavui hakola bechatzer, the b'nei achatzer do not have to invite the b'nei hamavui into their shituf muvos. So Rav Yosef now backtracks and he accepts Abaye. He says, Amale, Rav Yosef says to Abaye, Ana lo yadana. Truth is, I didn't mention the transmission of who Rabbi Yehuda heard it from. I know I heard it from Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not sure from whom Rabbi Yehuda heard it. But one thing I do know, he says, De uvda havi bidura de Ravasa. Ravasa is the Aramaic word for a roe, a shepherd. Bidura, dura is a small village. Uvda havi, there was a story, a Meisen episode, that happened in this village of Roim. No, it's probably, this was a small village, like a hub to many, many different grazing areas. So the shepherds would establish in this little island in the middle of this village. They would use the village, so to speak, as a hub or as an island for their living quarters. And the story was as follows. Mavui shekola l'rechava hava. There was a mavui that was opened at one end into Rishus HaRabim, and it ended at the other end in a rechava, which in turn spilled into a Rishus HaRabim. The Asa Kameh L'Kameh Rav Yehuda, and the case came in front of Rav Yehuda, V'lo Itzrich V'lo Midi. In other words, he said, all you need is a classic heter mavui with a korah or lechi, and that's all you need. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda did not require of them any sort of tikkun in the opening between the mavui and the rechava. The ikasha mishmei derav, and if you'll say, well, this psak of Rabbi Yehuda in that case of dura deravasa contradicts Rav, so I'll tell you Tehevi mishmei de Shmuel v'lo kashamid, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda was quoting Shmuel and not Rav. So we had Abaye, and his thesis was that Rabbi Yehuda's shita in Mavui Akola L'Rechava could not be reconciled with Rav in Mavui Shekola L'Chotzer. And now we have Rav Yosef basically reiterating that. He's duplicating what we said in the name of Abaye. And he says that there was a story with a mavui shekola rechava in a certain place. And Rav Yehuda said, you don't need anything besides your classic tikkun of a mavui. And you don't require a tzuras ha-pesach as you would normally require in a case of a mavi mefulash. I'm not sure whether Rabbi Yehuda was saying it based on the tradition he got from Rav or the tradition he got from Shmuel. But one thing I can guarantee you, says Rabbi Yosef, now that we had the analysis of Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda was not standing, he was not transmitting based on Rav. That couldn't be, because Rav holds that in the case of Mavui Shekola L'Chotzer, he calls it Mavui Shenifratz Bimlo L'Chotzer, is the Mavui is us. Now the Gemara says that there's no absolute proof, no conclusive evidence that Rabbi Yehuda is basing himself on Shmuel.
Hashta di Omer le Rav Sheshes le Rav Shmuel bar Abba vi Amri le Rav Yosef bar Abba.
Okay, so this is a whole line of transmission here.
Asbar alecha, let me explain Rav, because I actually heard Rav's presentation. I can testify to the original. I heard it from his mouth.
What is the din of a mavi shenifratz lechotzer?
Is kansha irvu, kansha lo irvu.
So we're going to make it all contingent on the following.
Was there an eruv together with the Bnei HaChotzer,
meaning the Bnei HaMavi and the Bnei HaChotzer had a joint eruv,
or they did not?
If the Bnei HaChotzer had a joint partnership eruv with the Bnei HaMavi, what we call Shitufei Muvos, then you're allowed to be metaltel from the Mavi into the Chotzer, and from the Chotzer into the Mavi.
But Shalo Eruvu,
if there was no Eruv that included the Bnei HaMavi together with the Bnei HaChotzer, then the Chotzer Muteres VeHaMavi Osur.
And what's the reason for this?
V'tam Chiluk Zehu Mipnei SheKasher Osar Rav Es HaTiltul BeMavi Lo Midin Mavui HaMefulash Lushus HaRabim Osro.
It's not the way we understood it before, that Rav classifies a mavui that spills into a chotzer as a mavui mefulosh. That's incorrect. But rather, his problem was it was a mavui shelo nishtatfu bo bieruv, that the bnei achotzer are going to generate an iser on this mavui, so that when Rav said HaMavui Asur, it's because the Bnei HaChotzer have use to the Mavui. So the other Chatzeros that spill into that Mavui, they have to get Rishus, so to speak, from the Bnei HaChotzer.
V'tam Chiluk Zeu Mipnei Shekasher Asar Rav Es HaTiltu B'Mavui Lo Midin Mavui HaMafu Shus HaRabim Asro Kifisha Savra Gemara Betchilo Elami Din Mavui Shalom Nishtatvu Bo Eruv Shebnei HaChotzer Osrim Es HaMavui.
In other words, since there's a full-fledged opening, a piritza, between the Mavui and the Chotzer,
then we have to join them together with an Eruv. If we don't join them together, then it's going to be an Isur Tiltul.
Now, I have a long footnote here as to why there's an Isur Tiltul. I just want to finish what we started and then, B'li Neder, try to come back to this note.
He says, Lachein, im irvu b'nei achotzer im amavui,
Rav would admit that as long as there was an Eruv, where the b'nei achotzer invited the b'nei amavui, meaning the other chatzeros that spill into this mavui, into one sheet of muvos, then af hamavui mutter.
Then both the mavui would be mutter and the chotzer would be mutter,
and it would be a happy ending.
But kasher lo irvu, nesar hamavui.
Wow, this is really fascinating. No one's allowed to carry the mavui.
Mipnei shebnei achotzer osrim olav,
meaning if you haven't included the bnei achotzer in your eruv, then basically the mavui has no eruv for nobody.
And the reason for that is because apparently the bnei achotzer, after the piritza, are now allowed legally access into this mavui.
V'atam shenokat rabis dvara b'mikra shenifritza achotzer l'shus harabim b'kosel shekinegin amavui.
So he's asking now the following question. Why did Rav have to point out that there is an opening into the Chotzer from Rishus HaRabim that corresponds like an arrow to the opening into the Mavui? That's totally irrelevant.
A whole new chiddush over here. That you would think that the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim also have access to this mavui. They go into the opening, the pirtza of the chatzer, and they get to the mavui. So if that be the case, then the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim are also like another entity that has legal rights to use the mavui, and they also have to be included in this eruv, what we call shituf mevos. Kamash Malan, that's what Rav wanted to add, an additional chiddush, that we don't have to introduce the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim. They'll stay wherever they are, and then I can have access to the chatzer and not to the mavui at the end of the chatzer. So I just want to get back to this footnote, and then we'll wrap things up. He says that according to this new interpretation, Kasha Yeshna Pirtza Malaya Bein HaMavui LaChatzer, Hare Elu Osrin al Elu Esatiltul Vishne Tamim Yeshbi Isur Zeh. Number one, Mipnei Shekol Rishus HaPrutza Bimloal Rishus HaCheres Oseres Aleha Hare Neseres Machmas Osa HaPirtza. So the Mavui, that now has a Pirtza that opens into the Chatzer, which is another Rishus. So that Rishus now generates an Isur. I'll read it one more time. He says, "Mipnei shekol Rishus haprutza b'mlol Rishus acheres shasur aleha harei neseres machmas osa pirtza." And Beis, he says, "Mipnei shedrisas regel shebnei achotzer b'mavui." Oh, that I understand. That the bnei achotzer now have access to the mavui through the pirtza. But then he writes, "Al achachotzer ena neseres elamachmas sheiprutza b'mloa lemavu v'lo machmas drisas haregel." That's what he says.